9:35 the time, 25 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show. And B. Appleseed, brand new album out called Starflower Cosmic Soul with a brand new single called That Cosmic Feeling. We're going to talk about the traveling and all of the 49 different countries here recently. So we're going to talk about all of that and so much more. But I do want you to hear something off of that album. This is called Cosmic Feeling. What do you know? So welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. This is B. Appleseed.
Hey, thanks for having me, Orange County.
Appleseed, that song was Cosmic Feeling from the album Starflower Cosmic Soul. I'm going to have them come in here and talk to us here in just a little bit. Started his own label recently. I want to cover that. I also want to cover, if he doesn't mind, talking about homelessness for a year that he'd slept in his car. That'll be in our conversation. I do want you to hear something else first. from our Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. This song is called All Is Forgiven. This is B. Appleseed. Forgiven, B. Appleseed. I love that song. Absolutely dug that song. Come on in here. Let's have a conversation. In the meantime, I want you to listen to this. This is called Just Another Tourist with a Megaphone. B. Appleseed.
Better experience in life. Oh, but if you're gonna go and sin, I never think.
That's B. Appleseed. Just another tourist. Just another tourist with a megaphone. First of all, thank you for coming in today. I appreciate you guys being here today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
All right, now who'd you bring with you here?
I got Nora Keys, my girlfriend, and also co-founder of the label we started, Goddessy Music.
Okay.
And she also sang in my band earlier.
Right.
And
quite lovely. What a great voice you have, Nora.
Yes, she does. And Steve LeBate here, who plays lead guitar.
Hello, hello.
In my band and does backing vocals as well.
Right.
And he also is the co-founder of Baby Robot Media, Baby Robot Records, who put out this record.
A pretty slick guitar there too, man.
Thank you.
Clearly you've been on it for a while.
Quite some time. Actually, I just started last week.
He's fond of the game.
How am I after my second lesson? All right, so tell me about the song we just heard, Just Another Tourist with a Megaphone. What are we talking about?
You know, I went to a bunch of places.
Right.
It's kind of how you feel sometimes, because right. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, I for a few years I was traveling around Europe, primarily also the U.S. and South America. But essentially, I funded my whole travels by playing a bunch of concerts and organizing the shows. And I played over 300 in like 42 or 43 in that time.
Right.
And at times, you always feel like an outsider in some kind of foreign setting, you know.
Right.
But, at times you just feel like a tourist with a megaphone.
So the numbers are astonishing. The number is 49 countries in a period of just under 3 years, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of mileage, man. That's some frequent flyer miles there.
Well, we do what we can.
and setting these shows up yourself, you now know every aspect of the of that portion of the music business.
Yeah, fond of the game, as we say. Right.
The song that I told you on your way in that I really, really liked was called All Is Forgiven.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about that.
That song has a particular life to it. I wrote it about 4 years ago. I was living on my car at the time. I didn't really know what to do. I was in San Luis Obispo, California, and happened to find this Native American shamanic, like holistic practitioner through there. And she was older. I stayed with her family and her kids, her grandkids, and it was just a really beautiful experience. I was there for a couple of weeks, and I wrote that song on their farm. And the moment that I wrote it, I mean, I wrote it in like 15 minutes. It just kind of flowed out I think Tom Waits mentioned it. It's just like the radio wave, like floating through you,
right.
Grab it or whatever. But it just kind of flowed out, and there were happened to be five red-tailed hawks flying above me at the moment. It was like
that's insane.
One of those
moments,
special moments in time,
where the universe is just talking to you at that point.
Just opened on up.
Okay, and from that moment on, did you feel the flow? Did you feel that energy flow? And will that carry you on?
I think I've always kind of felt that energy flow,
right.
And kind of went wherever I felt called to. You know.
Right.
But it certainly was enlightening in a kind of way where it just, I learned a lot from her and from her way of life. And she would just talk to me, telling me stories for hours, and just like how she healed people. And it was just kind of one of those moments where like you're spending a significant amount of time with the person, and regardless of what your perspective is, you can't doubt their perspective, you know?
Right.
And right. It's like, well, I guess there is something more, you know? Right.
Do you still keep in touch with her?
I do, from time to time.
All right.
I am going to send her this record.
Okay.
As soon as we get done with this.
Excellent.
I've been meaning to get to it. She needs to hear it, yeah.
And I heard you were working on some other stuff. You're working on some new stuff as well?
Yeah, I already have demoed out my next record, which is called 21st Century Prayer.
Okay.
20 songs. It's a double album. I mean, so yeah, I made this record years ago for the most part. Years ago, I recorded it with my old band in Portland. I've been living in LA for 3 years now. During that time, I've accumulated quite a few new songs. And I'm just, you know, getting down to cranking them out. And And hopefully, you know, I'm hoping I can get another album out by the end of the year. There's lots to look forward to, so keep an eye on it.
What's the thinking behind the titling of the new project?
The new record, Twenty First Century Prayer.
Yeah, what's the thinking
it's
behind
it? It's a name that's been in my mind for a while, but I think, like, we can, at this period of time, we can no longer deny all the, you know, it's like a veil has been lifted off in society. We can't really avoid these things that are happening in our time, you know, like homelessness, like the climate crisis, like all these different really existential threats facing humanity at the moment.
Right.
And so it's just kind of trying to speak to the moment in time that we're in now.
Right.
My goal in music, I've been inching closer and closer to it. I feel like with this record, I really hit it, is how to turn the personal experience into the universal experience. That's all I try to do with music. I'm a poet primarily, and a musician as well, and I just try to speak to what's really happening. And I think from having, you know, lived on the street for a year, like out of my car. By the way, a car where you can't fold the seat down all the way, it's like not anything
right.
fancy.
Right.
It just really exposes you to like what life really is.
Right.
And
the thin line between success and sleeping in your car. The thin line between survival,
you know,
and sleeping
I think
in your car.
Most people are closer to sleeping in their car than they are to in the mansion.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
It's just, we have to be real with what's going on.
Right.
And so these are just like, it's what's going on.
Right.
I try to speak to it.
As my audience can tell you, I absolutely love thoughtful writing, and a thoughtful writer you are.
Thank you kindly.
If you missed any portion of this, you can catch it on the podcast page a little bit later on, the KXFM webpage. You go to the Mornings with Ed podcast page, and there it will be. B. Appleseed, where do we find you online? Where do we get your music?
You can look it up on Spotify and Apple and Bandcamp. I think it's on all the things. You can look up this record, Starflower's Cosmic Soul. My band in Portland was called Starflower, and the name of the record was called Cosmic Soul. So it just, you know, it flowed together, and I wanted to really give credit to them. They're an incredible band, not to be forgotten. There are 15 of them. It was like a movement.
Dude, you're very generous and just a well thought out writer. I absolutely love having
you
in studio today. Thank you very much. That's B. Appleseed, Nora, Steve. Thank you very much, you guys.
Cheers.
All right.